The number one priority before starting a business is getting a PhD in yourself. When you get a business idea, ask yourself, do I like this? Do I enjoy it? And if the answer is no, you gotta move on, because you'll be setting yourself up for failure before you even begin. But sometimes you won't truly know what you love until you experience it in real life. Ask people around you what they like about you, what they think you're good at, or even what they think your strengths are. Their answers could be big clues that can help you understand the kind of business you can start. All these things that you spend your free time doing are an indication of what you enjoy and like doing.
Welcome to season 3 of Access Jimmy. For the next 8 weeks, I'm going to help you learn how to start and scale a business. Whether you're at the beginning of your journey or maybe at the middle of your journey, this course is for you. We're covering everything from where to invest your money, how to geekly understand your market, digital tools that will set you apart, how to build customer loyalty, systems, processes, marketing strategies, where to get funding, and so much more. But before we get into all of that, let's start at the very foundation. How to build a successful business that you love and enjoy. The number one priority before starting a business is getting a PhD in yourself. When you get a business idea, ask yourself, do I like this? Do I enjoy it? And if the answer is no, you gotta move on, because you'll be setting yourself up for failure before you even begin. Now, let's clear up a few common misconceptions, right? There's a difference between passion and addiction. Let's take social media, for example. If you're scrolling for hours laughing and consuming entertainment, that's an addiction. But if you're scrolling with purpose, studying content, analyzing trends, learning skills, that could be seen as a passion. Same with sleep. One of my friends always tells me that she's passionate about sleep. If you're one of those people who sleep all day just for the sake of it, that's an addiction. But if you study sleep patterns, optimize rest, understand how it impacts your health, and even start obsessing about how other people's lives can be improved by sleeping, that could be a passion, right? Even the strangest passions like sleep can turn into powerful business ideas. Now, go up, get a pen and paper, because this is how you find what you enjoy and make a business out of it. Step one. Ask people around you what they like about you, what they think you're good at, or even what they think your strengths are. Their answers could be big clues that can help you understand the kind of business you can start. For example, they could say, you're always fixing things around the house, even when no one asks you to do it. And you might have a natural talent for being a handyman, or maybe starting a business in appliance repairs, or even a YouTube channel that teaches people about home maintenance, right? Or maybe they could say, you're always the one planning family trips, and you make sure everything runs smoothly. That could be a clue that you could be great as an event planner, a business consultant, or even launching a digital itinerary services for tourists in your country or even in other countries. Or maybe somebody else could say, when I want advice, you're the best person I can always go to, because you always know how to help me. This could mean that you have potential in the coaching space, right? Life, career, business, whatever it may be. And maybe you can even launch a consulting business that can help people around you. So asking questions from people around you can help you find what you enjoy and what you're good at. So let's do an exercise together to help you through this. Right now, I want you to pause this video and send a message to 10 people from different parts of your life. Could be family, friends, former teachers, colleagues, whatever. Ask them a question, and it could sound like this. Hey, da-da-da-da-da. You know me well, and I'd love your insight. If you had to describe me, my strengths, my quirks, things I'm naturally good at, what would you say? and wait for the answers. Their responses could give you clues. And maybe you're not too happy about the answers that they've given you and you feel like it's still top level. You can even go deeper. You can take it a step further by sending out an actual survey that you can create through things like Google Forms or Microsoft Forms, right? And this is free and can use this to collect results. If you want all the questions that you can include in this survey, please click on the survey link in the description below because I've created a specific survey that can help you get the right answers. The link is below. The survey has every question that you can possibly ask people around you to help you find what you love, what you enjoy, to help you start your business. Step two, look at how you spend your free time. Look, for example, at the last 2 weeks of your life, right? What have you done with your free time? Write down everything. Were you organizing, gaming, reading, talking to people, cooking? What were you doing in your spare time for the last 2 weeks? For example, maybe you spend most of your time gaming. You could start a business that tests games, for example, before they launch. You could have a YouTube channel or a Twitch channel that reviews games and tech games. You can be in the business of game development or build a business that looks at gaming accessories or even learn how to develop and code games for yourself. Who says people who like gaming can't have a business or don't have a career? That could be something that you enjoy, that you can turn into a career or a business of your own. Or maybe in the last 2 weeks, you spent a lot of time watching television, right? But like we said, you're not just watching television because you're addicted to it. You're watching television, analyzing TV shows and movies, for example. You may actually start a business that reads scripts before they go for reviews. You could start a business that reviews pilot episodes before those stories are fully developed. Or you might enjoy script writing, content creation, or starting a movie review blog or podcast. Or maybe like many people, you like scrolling on social media and always checking for trends. You could actually start a business that does social media management. You can get into meme creation, digital marketing, or even trend spotting that can actually advise businesses on what they can do to stand out and be ahead of the game on social media. All these things that you spend your free time doing are an indication of what you enjoy and like doing. So let's do another exercise with this part. Look at the last 2 weeks. What have you done in your free time? Got everything down, and your list will reveal your pattern. Step three, pay attention to what a lot of people are asking you to help with, right? If people repeatedly ask you to help with something particular, that's a sign you're naturally good at that thing. For example, are you the go-to person for CV writing? Maybe you could have a business in career coaching. Maybe do people ask you about relationships and want advice? Maybe you could have a relationship coaching podcast. Are you constantly being asked to take photos at events by your family and friends? Maybe photography business or social media branding is a business that you can start. Maybe people are always coming to you for help when they're planning their parties. This could be an indication that you could be a good and exceptional event planner. So for exercise for step three, write down every single thing that people come to you for. Even if it seems small, it's like babysitting. Is it helping with homework? Is it helping with makeup? Whatever it is, write it down. Step four, you know, your passion might actually be hidden in what irritates you. The things that you wish were better could actually be a business opportunity. Frustrated by bad customer service? Maybe start a customer experience consulting business. Hate how hard it is to find affordable health food? Maybe start a meal prep or nutrition business. Annoyed by financial illiteracy? Maybe teach finance workshops. Hate it when people are late? Maybe logistics is for you. So for this fourth exercise, I want you to identify frustrations. Write them down. What are the five things that frustrate you? Do they frustrate you so much that you spend so much time obsessing and trying to solve them? Now think,
Could you solve this problem? If yes, that could be a business idea for you.
So for exercise 4, I want you to identify your frustrations. Write down 5 things that frustrate you. Do they frustrate you so much that you spend a lot of time obsessing and trying to solve them? Now think, could I solve those problems? That might just be your business idea. Step 5 is think about what you were obsessed with as a kid, right? Think about your childhood interests. This can reveal what you're naturally passionate about. For example, maybe you loved drawing as a kid. Maybe you should explore graphic design, illustrations, or even NFTs. Perhaps you liked organizing businesses and having 10 businesses like Lemonade Stands. Maybe entrepreneurship is your idea. You are always fixing gadgets as a kid, so look into tech repair or building smart home solutions. For me, for example, I like preaching and teaching from when I was about 5 years old. And today, I educate entrepreneurs through speaking and podcasts like this. I liked cooking as a kid. I remember cooking for my grandmother and my family before I could even reach the top of the stove. I would stand on a chair to be able to reach the top. And currently, I'm working on a food-related business because I love cooking. And listen, if you're part of my family or friend circle, you know I'm always the go-to cook and the food always slaps. As a kid, I also loved storytelling, and that's why I run a TR agency that helps brands tell their stories. So exercise 5 for you is go back to your childhood. What did you love doing? What did you enjoy as a child? Write it down. Step 6 for this journey. Identify what you're good at and what you don't like. So now I want you to write a list of things in your career, job, or life that you're good at and enjoy doing, as well as a list of things that you're good at but don't enjoy doing. Just because you're good at something, it doesn't mean you're automatically going to enjoy it. For example, you might be great at graphic design, right? But you find it draining to just do that and you'd rather not do it at all. Or maybe you might be amazing at data entry but feel unfulfilled by it. So you are good at organizing, for example, but you enjoy it in the personal space and not as a job. So when you recognize what you are good at and what you actually enjoy doing and what fulfills you, it will help you align your interests with your skills and avoid burnout. By now, a theme should have emerged. You should already know the things that you genuinely enjoy doing, your natural interests, your skills, your passions, and what exactly you want to do or enjoy doing in your life. And this is where you should start with your business journey. Think about how you can take these things that you enjoy and profit from them. If you have struggled, though, to follow all of these exercises, don't worry. I've compiled everything into a simple and easy to follow self-discovery guide. When you click the link in the description below, you'll have access to it. Say maybe you're still unsure after doing all of these exercises, and you still say, listen, Ansela, I've done all of these exercises, but I still don't know what I enjoy and what I like to do. I want you to try this. Test different things over the next, say, 30 days. Right? Because sometimes you won't truly know what you love until you experience it in real life. So challenge yourself to try something new every day for the next 30 days. If maybe you think you could enjoy writing, start a blog and see how that goes. If you think you love sharing knowledge, then launch a YouTube channel, for example. If business excites you, think about starting a side hustle, reselling, tutoring, freelancing, just doing something on the side so that you can test. And then while you're doing this, check it. Check what you're most enjoying, what it feels like, how it's working for you, how much time it is. So to help you stay on track for this next 30 days, I've created a 30-day self-discovery tracker. If you click the link in the description below, you'll be able to get a copy. And this tracker will help you stay on track and ensure that you get a step closer in finding what you love and what you enjoy doing.
if you're an entrepreneur or an aspiring one, you need to build a business around something you genuinely love. Yes, market demand is important, but passion, I promise you, will always set you apart. When you do what you love, you'll outwork, outthink, and even out-innovate even the biggest players in your industry. Just look at those few examples, for example. Airbnb. The hotel industry was already dominated by big hotels like Hilton and the Marriott, right, where they first started. Most people never imagined staying in someone's home, a stranger nonetheless. But Airbnb reimagined the hospitality space. And today, it's worth over $80 billion. That is even higher than a lot of the hotel chains. Another example is Fenty Beauty. The beauty industry had powerhouses like MAC, L'Oreal, and Maybelline. If someone said they wanted to start a beauty business or beauty brand today, most people claim the market is too saturated. But Rihanna's Fenty Beauty changed the game. They launched 40 plus foundation shades addressing overlooked markets, especially for women of color, right? So they were able in just 40 days of launching, make over $100 million in sales. And their launch actually forced other bigger brands to expand their product offerings. Another example is Zoom. When Zoom first launched, Skype was already huge. Many people actually assumed that Zoom would fail, but they focused on ease of use, reliability, and scalability, making it effortless for businesses to use. Their freemium model actually attracted millions of users. And during the pandemic, we all know Zoom became the default video meeting platform, with a valuation at the highest time ever skyrocketing to $100 billion. Those kind of examples are many, even in Africa, can look at businesses like Jumia, Flutterwave, M-Pesa, Andela, and many more. This company has proved that even in crowded markets, you can still win. Innovation comes from obsession, and obsession comes from doing what you love. For example, I love storytelling, as you can tell. I love strategy, and I love teaching. That passion led me to start Relinka Media, a public relations brand that I've been running for over the last 7 years. There were highs, there were lows, but because I loved what I did, I never quit. We worked with companies that are huge, like Sibanye-Stillwater, which is actually the world's largest platinum producer. We helped brands like Native Child start their business and worked with them from very early on. Today, Native Child is the fastest growing Afro haircare brand in the country. We've planned big events like the presidential dialogue with President Cyril Ramaphosa, and we've worked with companies that are international, like Atlantic American Partners. But while doing work that I love, telling stories and daring entrepreneurs, strategizing with them on how they can build and grow their businesses. Do you see how this works? Passion, what you like, what you enjoy, and taking you all the way to building a business that can be successful. Now that I've told you a story and I've taught you how to do it, now it's your turn. Take a moment to answer those few questions. What do I love doing? By now, you should already have the answer to this, right? Because that's what we've been doing this whole lesson. When you've answered that, ask yourself, how can I monetize or make a living from it? And then another question is, what business model could work best for this idea? And then ask yourself, how can I disrupt or innovate in this industry to stand out? And then ask yourself, what do I need to thrive? These simple questions will really set you on the right path to building a business that you enjoy and love doing. But I must caution you, when you do this exercise, block out all the external noise, man. I'll give you an example. I recently spoke to my 16-year-old niece about career plans, right? And she told me that she wanted to get into medicine. I asked her why. And the answer she gave me made me realize that it wasn't based on her natural passion, but rather it was based on what others expected of her. My niece is gifted in singing. She's loved music since she was a child, since she could talk, really. But right now, she's in that phase, Meg, where peer influence is strong. None of her friends are singers, so naturally, none of them see music as a career path. And because of that, she has convinced herself that she no longer likes music. Not because she really truly doesn't like music, but because it doesn't fit the norm in her friend group at this present moment. This happens in business planning or to adults as well. Many entrepreneurs fail because they start businesses based on titles or trends, not passion, or based on what other people think and not what they actually want to do. So if you take anything away from this module, let it be this. Find what you love, test it, and build something strong around it. If you enjoyed this video, press the subscribe button below so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. Next week, we'll be tackling competitive analysis. And then we're going to also talk about market research. I know a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with this, so make sure that you don't miss next week's episode. Also, I want to tell you about my friend and big supporter of this podcast, Mashudu Msalafu, who is the founder of TMD Photography. If you're looking for exceptional photography or even videography for your content creation, please search TMD Media or contact the details on your screen right now. They will sort you out. Until next week, bye for now.